welcome to today's episode of Money That Is Intercontinental. I feel like when I do these intros, I should have like a drum roll or something, because, you know, it's usually very, very nice. Now, if you've been listening to our podcast this entire time, you will know that I'm right. But there's also somebody who has been listening to this podcast too, this entire time, and she's just not been listening. She's been participating and been part of the process all along. My co-host, not yours, you know, and who has been keeping this podcast interesting and not allowing me to do it alone. Please make welcome Hassanato the Beauty.
Hi, everyone. Hello. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening.
I like how you greeted everybody.
Abby.
Like, in case wherever in the world you are, you get one of them.
Exactly.
So what's the pattern? What's been happening?
Nothing much. It's just been really cold. But yeah. Makes you not want to do anything. Just be in bed all day. Okay.
I might have a solution to that. Right. But before we talk about the solution, shout out to our sponsors for today. One Remit. This is the One Remit podcast. I mean, if you've ever wondered, I'm sure if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you should know this. But if you've ever wondered, what does money that is intercontinental mean? It simply means that money that goes across continents. And because at One Remit, we usually deal with cross-border transactions. So money that is intercontinental, that's where that name came from. All right. I was trying to talk about the future of cross-border payments in Africa. Hassana, do you want to set the ball rolling?
Oh, sure. So as Fanny said, we're talking about the future of cross-border payments in Africa. And we believe that this topic matters more than ever, because every single day, millions of Africans spend and also receive money across borders for trade, for education, supporting family, for investments. And cross-border payments are the financial lifeblood connecting our continent to itself and to the world. But if you have ever tried sending money to another country, you know it's not always smooth. I know a lot of us will have that experience. There's high fees, there's slow transactions, and there's sometimes a frustrating lack of transparency. So today, this episode, Femi and I, we're going to unpack where we are, where we're going, and how innovation and platforms like One Remit are changing the game. So I'll say first, we look at the landscape. Africa's digital payment ecosystem has grown massively in, I'll say, the last 10 years. Fintech platforms, mobile money services, and online banking have brought millions into the financial system. But the reality check is that the average cost of sending money, receiving money, is still between 8% and 10% compared to like a global average of like 6%. And then there's the complexity, where there's 54 countries, dozens of currencies, different banking rules, and in many cases, no direct payment connection between countries. So imagine running a business in Nigeria, you're trying to pay a supplier in Kenya. You might need to route that payment through Europe or US first just to make it happen. So that's like time lost, money lost, and opportunities lost.
Wow. Very well said. Because it also answers the question when somebody say, you know what, I'll just do it myself. Well, it is generally not recommended, but as we say in Nigerian parlance, it gets why.
let's talk about the challenges, things that are holding us back. So Femi, do you want to talk about high transaction fees and FX losses, settlement time, and all of that?
Sure. Let's start with the last one, AML and compliance. Because most governments around the world, especially the US and the UK, is clamping down on what they believe should be money loopholes and AML, where people look the other way, it has caused a lot of issues. And so even if you have an initial somebody who's helping you, once they discover you are doing business with somebody else that they don't like, automatically you get put onto the email list. So this part of the blue tip and hurdles that the business must cross. There's also slow settlement times. That is, the money sometimes get there in days or weeks and not minutes and hours. And then all of this plus a very high transaction fee. But the point is, these regulations, some of them are well-intentioned to protect, you know, local banking industry, to ensure that there's still a level of faith and trust in the system. But the problem is that in a lot of African countries, in a lot of other countries, a lot of these things are poorly done. So even repairing the ones that is just big, even preparing the money that's not even that big, because you have to go through all of these regulations and hurdles, it causes other problems for you. So I'm saying this to say that regulations by itself is not bad, especially because you are dealing with money. Why it is bad, why it is a problem, is that it is often not designed to enhance business. It is designed to collect money. And then it becomes a burden and an issue on the system. Yeah, so what do you think, Asana?
Yeah, I agree with you, because, in regards to regulation, technology alone can't fix everything. We also need the regulations to be harmonized, because right now every country has its own compliance framework, different rule books. So I feel like a more coordinated approach would make cross-border payment far easier. So we still need strong AML, KFC, KYC. KYC.
I can see where your mind is. After forming Namala. And she's KYC.
Yeah, it's just that okay. I'm very hungry. But yeah.
When are you not hungry?
Right. So as I was saying, KYC measures, because no one wants to open the door to fraud, but the balance between security and ease of use is key. But we have to also know that things are changing. So I feel like it's also good news, because fintechs like OneRemit are leading the charge with solutions that combine speed, transparency, and all of that. And even blockchain-based solutions, like, things are changing. A lot of things are coming up, major development like Pan-African payment and settlement systems that are just making sure you're not routing through foreign currencies first. I just believe that the opportunity ahead is, like, there is potential here, and it's really, really huge. For instance, the African Continental Free Trade Area represents a $3.4 trillion market. But to make it work, we need payment as seamless as moving money within one country.
Okay. Thank you very much, Hassana. That was very well done. Okay, so what I'm going to do now is, I'm going to leave this open. I want to try something on this podcast.
Okay.
We haven't done this before. But I'm curious to see how it plays out. We're going to leave this stuff open-ended, and we're going to leave you two questions. Number one, what are the issues you're currently having with cross-border payments where you live, whether that's Lagos, Nigeria, or Dubai, or Ghana, or Ireland, wherever you live in the world? Drop a comment on Twitter, on Substack, or on YouTube. Let's know what are the problems you're currently facing with OneRemit, and let's see how OneRemit can help you sort out the problem. So, Hassana, what do you think?
Yes, I agree with that. But if there's something involved, maybe I can answer now. I can tell you.
No. I know you know the answer. You see, one of these we're having a brilliant co-host is that she knows all the answers. I know you know the answer. But we want to give our listeners an opportunity to be part of this podcast. So we're not just talking to ourselves. So, yeah, let's hear from you and then see how it's possible. What we can do for you and OneRemit. Let's see what issues you're having, because that's what we're discussing today, the issues that many small businesses are having. All right, guys. This is going to be a short podcast, because like I said, send us your comments and feedback. And we want to hear from you. And then we'll use that to come and continue the podcast. Listener, thank you for helping me create magic in a way that only you know how to. Thank you for your time. Let's leave a shout out for Asana as well in the message box.
Thank you so much, Femi, for also making this very, very easy and seamless.
You are welcome. Please enjoy the rest of your day where you are, or evening or morning, whenever you're listening to this. And like I said, don't forget, we want to hear from you. I'll read out your question if you have any during the next episode, and then we'll try and answer it during the episode. All right, then. Bye
for now. Everyone. Bye.